Well, earlier this Rolemaster Software announced that they have a Rolemaster Software and distributor Eli Wilk announced the B2B or announced the FC B2B partnership, and we have Dev O'Reilly with us. He's the CEO of Rolemaster to talk about this. How are you, Dev?
Fine, Dave. Good to see you.
That's pretty exciting. It seems like your technology is changing every time you turn around.
It's changing every day. We've got a bunch of great people working on changes and ideas. We hear from what we see and what we hear from our clients and keep got our ear to the track, so to speak. The B2B thing, though, is, you know, we've been trying to promote that since the first meeting in up on the hill in 2000 or wherever it was in Dalton. And mass adoption would be so profitable for this industry. Had so much efficiency and cost savings and help in so many levels of the supply chain, but it's never really caught on the way that it should. So when Bob Turner passed away, we contacted his wife and we bought Vencom. And Vencom, you know, works for anybody that wants to exchange pricing information can sign up with Vencom. And what we did was we took the Vencom basic system and made it integrate with all the suppliers that want to participate and Rolemaster, so we can get the information from any distributor, any manufacturer, any mill, anywhere. We can put it in the B2B format so that the dealer, if he's set up and he uses Rolemaster, for example, he can exchange these documents with his suppliers. Or they could figure out other ways to download what they've got and use it with QuickBooks or, you know, download it to a spreadsheet, create price lists any other way that they can, and use it with any software they have. Nobody wants to be told what software to use, you know, so the we're just trying to make tools that anybody could use with whatever they're using and make the industry better.
So industry-wide, would you say that this is a good time for retailers to sign up, or are there a number of retailers that are signing up with not only Rolemaster, but with anybody?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in the value of flooring industry software. I don't care whose you have. To me, a flooring dealer should have flooring industry specific software that all the industry software developers are making tools, creating tools and utilities that are all oriented towards margin protection, efficiency, and basically contribution to the bottom line. So anybody that, when I hear people using QuickBooks, which is the biggest thing out there, or anything else, Solomon Accounting, any of these packages that are out there alone that don't touch on the flooring functionality, we try to add things that, to integrate whatever they're using with flooring-specific functionality. Like, for example, our the Vencom EDI, a Rolemaster SCB2B, is an example of that. We can also use our... our web tools, our installer payables, our web calendar, our Rolemaster five-star review thing, a lot of our text alerts and our messaging system to work with anybody on anything. Just basically trying to connect the flooring dealer to technology that'll help him make more money.
I've got you. Let me concentrate on this partnership that we mentioned at the front of the conversation with Elias Wolf. Talk about that partnership.
Well, the distributor, there's a big problem with the distribution. You know, years ago, Mannington and Mohawk and Shaw and, well, actually the vinyl suppliers, Armstrong and Congolium and all those guys, they made a deal with one software company to provide all the B2B to distribution. And the distributors on the other side were not able to afford the software, you know, so frankly, a lot of it kind of fell to the wayside. And the distributors, to me, is a real important member of the supply chain. You know, their function is important. It's very important, very critical. You can't replace it. Somebody's got to do it. If the manufacturer does it, he just adds to his costs. The distributor is best closest to the marketplace, and they need a way to communicate with their customers on basic information like pricing updates, catalog updates, and things like that. So what we've done with companies like Wolf is make their catalog available so that any dealer who uses Rollmaster could actually integrate their catalog and pricing into Rollmaster. If they don't use Rollmaster, if they use QuickBooks or somebody else's software, they could download it into a spreadsheet and integrate it any way that they know how in their current software. So it's just kind of a step in the direction to make the distributor more involved at, you know, at a level of cost that's very, very low, so that he can extend his reach and work closer with his customer and save money.
Now, I understand you had mentioned when the big manufacturers made an arrangement with a particular software player in the industry, and that's in essence, or at least the distributors didn't join on with that. Is that the prime reason distributors up to this day are sort of slow to adapt?
Well, I think there's a bunch of reasons. One is cost. The distributor's in a tough squeeze, margin squeeze. There's everybody's shuffling, handling new products, handling different things. The days I'm talking about is when Sheet Vinyl was big, and Mannington and Domco and Tarkett and Congolium and Armstrong and all those guys. They developed, they had their own in-house B2B, and they had their own way of exchanging data in their own format. Since then, the FC B2B standard has come out, and those guys have not done anything to adapt to the FC B2B, which left all the distributors that are left kind of on their own to implement their own system. We're working on two approaches. One of them is to use the Vencom technology, the Rollmaster FC B2B, to download to anybody that wants to use it, or Rollmaster customers. We're also working on a way to work with distributors into the FC B2B standard and then redistribute for them to their clients. So we're working on the two-way street, trying to close the gap and get to this elusive mass adoption, which is where we need to be.
What do you think would happen, or how would it change the whole situation, the whole B2B situation, if most all retailers were involved in B2B one way or another?
How would it change things?
Yes.
Well, it would improve the supply chain tremendously. It would eliminate costs. It would eliminate errors. It would minimize billing disputes, billing errors. Little things like advanced ship notice, barcoding, receiving materials into stock, double checking the price, confirming information from your PO to the order acknowledgement. There's so many steps involved in the FC B2B data exchange designed strictly to improve the communication. You know, the little thing like placing a purchase order. Ralph, can you imagine using the phone like we used to do? Or back in the 70s, using the teletype? You remember those days? We'd have a room, a person would cut a tape, and they'd put a tape in the machine and send it to Monarch Carpet, and they would have a teletype on that end, and then it'd be transcribed again into some kind of a PO. Well, then we move to the phone. Now, how efficient is it to call up Susie and say, I want a 12 by 18 of red, white, and blue, color 3, style 49 action back? Or would it be better to get an electronic transmission where there's no doubt for miscommunication? The spec matches, the product matches the catalog, the pricing's confirmed. You receive an acknowledgement. The system, the software checks the acknowledgement against the PO. When you receive the material, it checks it again to make sure you got what you ordered, make sure the price is right. It just improves the whole chain, keeps the catalog current. Just, it's almost like, how could you run your business without electricity? You know, it's almost that basic in my mind.
Now, I have to imagine that the major distributors, however many, the five biggest, say, probably are on FC B2B as we speak, aren't they?
Well, some of them are. They all have their modified versions. They all have slightly different twists. They put just enough kink in it to make it not smooth. And it's all, I hear every reason in the world, but it's basically they're not willing to invest in FC B2B. They don't see, I think they would rather, you know, the there's a little internal conflict going on where the manufacturers and the big distributors and the importers, they want the dealer to use their site, go to their site, create the orders online and order that way, which is good for them. And it's good for the, maybe convenient for the dealer, but it's not the best because there's no exchange of information between the customer and the supplier. So there's room for error. So they fight that. They won't, and you hear stories about, well, we can't do the catalog the way the FCB2B wants it because we want to have the style number in the color area. Where you have color, we don't want color. We want style. They could all be mauve. We want instead a number there or a texture there. And that's just points of argument, points of disagreement, but there's no compromise on a lot of these big guys. So we're trying to go around them and bring tools that anybody can use that benefits the whole industry.
It sounds like, you know, according to what you just said about they want color in this square and, you know, style in another, I mean, that doesn't seem to be, you know, the way you described it, very much of a objection.
Well, you know, I've simplified it, I think, but there's a lot of little things like that. There's, to be a standard, you know, it means that there's standard data that anybody can pick up and use. And if you want to mess with the elements of that or expand the elements or change the elements, then everybody can't use it. So they're fighting the idea of the standard. They're saying the way we do it is the best. Some people have even said, look, you're from the carpet world. You're from the sheet vinyl world. We're from the tile world. We're from the old world. We're from the new world. Nobody does it the way we need to do it, the way we've done it for 100 years. The way you're doing it now is just too much trouble. It's not worth it. The dealers don't care. I've heard every excuse in the world that are just twists of facts to make them feel better.
Do you think by announcing this this partnership with Wolf, do you think that will at least cause a lot of distributors to take a second look at this?
Well, we're hoping that the you know, that's a small world, the industry we're in, and there's a lot of small players, middle-sized players that can't afford these enterprise systems that cost millions of dollars and take huge staffs to implement, that want to use, you know, basic flooring software that's available from a lot of good software developers in the flooring industry. And basically comes down to functionality and cost, and delivering value is what the software people are all about. And getting that message out is difficult because right away, everybody thinks, well, let's add another cost to an already struggling business, add another cost to a place where I'm losing share or my margin's shrinking or my product mix is changing. You know, but what we really hear is once a distributor or a retailer or a flooring contractor or a property management person implements flooring software, the cost goes away. The value far exceeds the cost. No one ever calls me up today and says, you cost too much. It ain't worth having it. We never hear that. All we hear is we want more. Tell me this. Do this for me. Do that for me. So we want to partner with these people to make the industry more profitable. And that's always been our mission.
You know, we've talked about the resistance from some of the major producers several times over the years. It seems like if all of a sudden the largest players decided to move towards FCB2B, distributors and a lot of other people would follow. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely do. And I don't know why I don't understand why the you know, the airlines, you know, they incentivize e-commerce. Lots of people incentivize e-commerce because of the efficiency and the cost savings it brings to their operation. In our industry, it's not that way. It's frustrating. I don't know why. So the only way we can think to prove it is to get people's attention by developing utilities and tools and make things more efficient, obvious cost savings at a low cost. And then through that, you get bigger, better use, and eventually it'll bring people along. Mm-hmm. But you know, the oligopoly we're in is pretty dominated and controlled by very few suppliers. So the distributor is the odd man out, you know, and that's where we want to help. And the distributor is going to be, you know, he's been poked at, bypassed, doubled up, abused by every manufacturing process there is out there. and they're never going to go away. They're never going to be bypassed. They're going to be marginalized until they get a grip, and then they're going to be their functions very important. So we want to facilitate them any way we can. And it's by pushing both sides.
What's the answer to change this? Is it a matter of inciting retailers to press their suppliers to move in this direction? Is that the major factor it's going to take to get this thing off of square one?
I think we need a guy from Cartersville to go up to Dalton, ride around with a pickup truck and a big flag that says FCB to be on the back and honk his horn in front of Mohawk and Shaw and all those guys. No, really, the dealer is the key. And the dealer, it's not high on their pole. You know, they, it amazes me that people try to get by with like QuickBooks. I mean, they buy it because it's cheap, and when it doesn't do what they need, they tolerate it. You know, and they work around it, and they figure out ways to justify it. And there's so many better ways at lower cost. And because of all of the options people have, and a misunderstanding of, you know, what flooring software can do for their business, there's a missing push. I mean, there's five of us. There's five of us developers out here, and we're all, I think, viewed as secondhand citizens or second class citizens. And you know, there's always a better way, a workaround way, and a cheaper way. And what happens is people, once they start using the right tools, they realize the profitability and they get on the bandwagon. Getting people on the bandwagon is a big problem.
Isn't this a situation, though, that you don't know what you don't know? I mean, they're deciding against something they really don't understand.
Really, that's exactly right. And, you know, nobody wants to change. You know, I can see, you know, imagine somebody who's using Peachtree Accounting. Maybe somebody's out there doing that still. And you've done it for 20 years and it's worked great. Why change? You know, we're doing good. We're growing every year. And who wants change? Nobody wants change. That's why we believe that everybody needs a flooring software partner. You just can't give somebody a disc or a book and say, go read this and do it yourself. It just doesn't work. It's too interactive. It's too integrated. There's too many moving parts. So partnering, the selling of the software is one thing. The implementation is another. And the support is a third thing. So all of our eggs are in the integration, support, training side of the software.
So now, well, there's a lot fewer retailers out there, and I suspect that there's a lot more younger individuals running this. I suspect that means that it's destined to change as these people get more mature, wouldn't you imagine?
Yes, indeed. Matter of fact, I see that every day. You know, when the youngest people, you know, the guys that are younger than my age, or they ask me things like, how did you get into that? Why do you know about that? How do I reset my VCR? Can you help me turn my phone on? You know, that's the questions I get from friends my age. My oldest son's age, it missed it. You know, the guys that are in the late 40s and early 50s, that group, they seem to be on the edge of, they know part of it, they don't know all of it. But the ones in the 30s down, the 20s, they won't accept anything that's not on their phone.
So it's just a matter of time here, right? It's just a matter of time then. The clock is ticking.
Clock is ticking, but, you know, it's hard to wait for that. You know, it's kind of fun and hard, but you know, you say that there's fewer dealers. There may be fewer numbers of dealers, but, you know, I think the trend is going to be increasing number of dealers because the demand is going to grow. You know, the demand for flooring is going to grow. Home building is going to grow. Construction, renovation, housing, the home housing market's going to grow. And I think the next 5 years, there's going to be an increasing number of dealers every year. There was a shakeout, I think, where we lost a few, but, you know, I don't see any slowdown in interest in the flooring business.
you remember 20 some odd years ago when the CRI launched carpet, it just feels better, or carpet just does something better. Unfortunately, that didn't last a long time. What about the software providers joining together and do a program like that aimed at not only retailers, but at suppliers? Would that move the thing along quicker?
How would that work? We'd have, there's only a few of us, 5 of us, I think, that are really active out there. So what would you suggest?
Well, just launch a PR program saying the things that you just said, and educating them as to things that maybe they don't think about.
You know, frankly, when I talk to the high ups as I can get, they agree. They agree. They just don't do it. You know, they can agree. They buy the theory. They understand the theory. They relate to the cost savings. You can talk to them. You can talk to them through, from top to bottom, and there's nothing to say. There's never, that's wrong, you're wrong. That's not the way it works. There's never any disagreement.
Well, they agree, but they don't really agree, or they would change, right?
They agree, but it's not a priority. You know, they figure it's fine the way they've got it now, and they have so little competition, frankly. They're not motivated.
What do you see down the road? I think it's going to change, and what do you see from retailers going down the road? You know, they're getting, the people running the store are getting younger and younger. That works in your favor. So do you see a year out there when things will be different dramatically?
Well, I think this this thing we've just been through with the pandemic, or the thing we're hopefully ending, is really going to change the whole retail world in ways that we don't even know yet. But I think it fits right into what I see the younger people, what are they, millennials or Gen X? What are they, the 20-something-year-olds, whatever they are? They want convenience. They want efficiency. They laugh at anything that's not on their phone. They want to be able to buy things and return things without any questions. Credit, easy pay needs to be there. Who wants to write a check? All of those things are going to change, I think, the way that the flooring business works. I think there's going to be a lot more estimates in the home and more in-home selling. There's going to be contracts written on the phone, executed on the phone. The order is going to be in the office for execution by the back office. So I think the showrooms are going to be more stylish. They're going to be changed more. There's going to be more interaction between the data system, the pricing, and the displays. And the whole process is going to be streamlined, I think, more efficient, and going to be better and more profitable. And I think it's going to be driven by technology.
And this is going to change incrementally every year going forward?
Yeah, well, it's going to keep changing with the technology, with the demands of the consumer rules the roost. So, and the consumer, the people that run the businesses are also consumers. They want to do the things that are best for their company, but they also want to please the consumer. So they're going to have to adapt with the change. The ones that are going to not be there are the ones that don't change, or the ones that refuse to adapt or want to stick with the old ways. I think people are going to have to embrace change, have to be forward looking. And if you do nothing, you're standing still. And if you're standing still, you're going to get knocked off. I think the way it is. But look, you told me this was going to be 10 minutes.
I lied. Okay, that was the last question. Okay. You're just so interesting to talk to that the time right. gets away from you. Let me congratulate you again on your FC B2B partnership with distributor Elias Wolf. Very, very dramatic, very, very nice, and I appreciate very much you joining us to talk about it.
Thank you. Anytime, Dave. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. We've been talking with Deb O'Reilly. He is the CEO of Rollmaster Software, and this is Talk Floor TV.